Rabbi Yossi Chazan, Parshat Achrei Moed Kedoshim.
Good morning. The Shabbos, Habolenu L'Toivo, is the Shabbos, and we've almost arrived in the Shabbos, the Shabbos, Kedosh, Parshat Achrei Kedoshim, which is the Achona for Sfiras Ahoyed, Pesach Shtar. Mamish Lechmas, the Shabbos begins Sfiras Ahoyed, which is Pesach Sheni, and the Achona for Hoyed Shevahoy, which is like the Oymer. And obviously there must be a connection between Achrei Kedoshim and Hoyed and Pesach Sheni, etc., etc. To understand this, everyone knows the famous Raya in the Hemna, which says in the Galoshim, Kol Mandel Yochel B'chamei Matroniso. Anyone who can't see the Shechina HaKadosha, anyone who doesn't have a trust, a Russian Kerkeda, people of Moshech HaTaruchnias, Yeisei V'yachmei Adloi Yinoloi Tark. The time to Chaparayin is before the gates close. Amos I cruise, Koriz, when is there a cruise of Avbub and Shemayim, be Yidalid Liyarcha Tinyona, on the 14th of the second month of Iyar, the Ha Mitamon Achivin Yoimin Tarim Psichim, from 14th of Iyar, space of Cheney, right? The gates are open, Mikan va'eluch yinul tarin va'aldo Pesach Sheni. All idea of Pesach Sheni is now, the gates are open. And there's a cruz ben shamayim yidlach chaparai. So the Sfarim HaKadoshim generally say, why is there a cruz? Would it help? Whenever there's a tzivu ben shamayim that gives in the sinas koyach and uyuz and tzatumas, the benefit of a person, the chaparayin. Al derech, the famous word of the Avodah Zarah, from the Maggid of Koshnitz, Chuziyogin Aleinu, the Pasuk says, v'charto v'chayim, tells if the shayla mi pesi, who's going to choose the opposite of chayim? The lovely cross, v'aru, right? The once the Eibishter gives you a tzivu, v'charto v'chayim, it gives the koyach and the neshama to be able to choose correctly. Al derech said, the cruziatus gives us the koyach, the chaparayin in Sfiras Hop. Where does the psichos hasha'orim in the sphere of hoy come from? You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out. Pesach Sheni. There are noshin and pash valoyscho who are tmeim lenefesh. And they come to Moshe with a taino lom and the goro, the vilti hakim is called Hashem, the me'adli, right? The tzich b'nei Yisro. And Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, imdu ve'eshma. Hear what they stand, whatever that means, right? And hear what the Eibishter will command. What's the word imdu? Right? So that's funny lotion. Umbichal Rashi says imdu ve'eshma ki talmud ha'muftach l'shmayim yipirav. Like a talmud who's assured, who's certain he's going to hear from, right? Ashve yilud isha shakach muftach. Fortunate, happy is the person, a yilud isha, who has this certitude, shakol zman, shajuroitza, hoyam medaber mashkin. Whatever Moshe wants, he medaber mashkin. So the Yecheskel, the Holy Shinever, asked the obvious question. Moshe Rabbeinu took the end of me called Odom Apnei Adom. For Moshe to say, Imdu ve'eshma, that I'm muftach, I'm certain that the Eibishter, I can just go in anytime, no appointments, no red tape, right? It's a bit of a tzassis nasus, right? Ufakir Chazal say that Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest person to ever walk face of planet Earth. But nevertheless, Chazal say, Moshe lo yanichnus tufnai v'lifnim at shakaru l'shem v'yikr el Moshe v'yidam, beginning of power of Sefer V'yikr. And here, imdu v'eshma with haftach. So this, I'm telling you that from a whole swarm, a whole bunch of putting them together. But there's a famous story, this is what I'm saying from the Sefer Zichron Shmuel, from Shmuel Kutaybenfeld, from Muntzim, Gana Goinim. The famous story of the Moshe, which I've said to you in the past many times. Kiyudua, the Derech of Tzadikim, is Mitzvah Shabbos, which is the first tefillah of first Shema Yisrael of the week, Kabbalat Baruch Shemayim. They were Mayrich Gefelt, hours. So once they tell me they have Hashem Tiv and Zadam and Amitzvah or whatever, so they decided that Rebbe takes hours for Birchas Kriya Shema and Kriya Shema for Mayrich. We'll do the Mitzvah and then we'll come back by the tefillah of the Tzibur of Shema Yisrael. By the time we Akitz Ramasa, by the time they come back, the Baruch Shem Tiv long finished Mayrich of Yichid. So after the after my hayom yamayim was so, right? So he gave the famous marshal, a person passing by away, and he is a tree. There's an ilum on top of the tree. There's an evan yikora, whatever, but you can't reach the top of the tree. So they all stand, group one group, and another group gets on the shoulders of the first group, the basic level, and then one guy goes on the top and he chaps the evan yikora from the top of the ilum. is al derech that when there's an Eidov Yisrael, when there's a Shechina Shreira, then one fellow could go, could rachef and ulam Yisrael, and do whatever tzaddik is able to do. But when the guy on the bottom goes crashing, he dissipates the crowd, and the fellow on the top comes crashing down. Kumt uiz, that indu ve'eshma, right? What did the pasuk say? Indu ve'eshma, mayitzav Hashem lochem. If it was Moshe Rabbeinu, he has a path to go at any time, to mayitzav Hashem Eloi. Lochem is pshat, that davke in the ani, the anova of Moshe, right? Yes? The demonstration of Bechari is Marambis. This davke on the Sunusa Shal Moshe, that what the Abishter is saying is not to me, is immediate access, is not in my schools, it's in your schools. Rabbi Chas Friedman adds another kvetch to this, another shlav. The famous Yitzhak, when the three angels came to Avram, it says, who oimed aleyem? Who oimed aleyem? So the famous Yitzhak, who says, as Gemara, the Mishnah says, Gemara says in Kitten Daf Lev Beis, that a cheder shoyt of a kok, or kosher to write a get. Aye, the effect of Gemara, but a get has to be written in Lishmo. And a cheder shoyt of a kok, not the next day in it. And so the Gemara, who should godl oimid al gabe. But there's a concept that when the godl is oimid al gabe, the cotton, I'm not getting involved in the lumdush of it over, or the machshava, the lishma of the godl, is mitzarev with the maisa of the chedesh of the cotton, and you have a perfection. So when the malachim came to Avram Avinu, whatever they were, Avram Avinu verstanden, you know, at most they're whatever, they're a rough type. Aber kavonis achilo, right? L'shem shumayin to imayil or whatever, that they don't know. Because the malachim are not connected to gashmis. So v'hu oimid aleihem, that the machshava, the kavonis of the yichudim of Avraham Avinu, should be mistarif with achilo shti of the malachim. V'al derech zehir, Moshe says, indu ve'eshmo, Moshe says, that the Eibishter will talk to me here and tell me what to do, that's lochem in the schus, that you will be standing like a gedolim oimi al gabi akotten. Here the cotton is Moshe. Very good word. Right? Nishna Rosh. Therefore we find, says Zichron Shmuel, that the people who were tmeim, right, who couldn't bring up the Korban Pesach b'moyadoi, were not stam arche parche. These were anoshim gedoil. L'chagman da omer, they were noisei aroini shal yusuf. Either was Elatof and Mishol, Neuzil, who's the ones who carried out Nodav Aviu, according to Daf Rabbi Kiva, which we'll discuss. Why did the Eibishter make, why the Sabbath Asir was made, that Dafka anoshim tzadikim and gedoilim should be the ones who were tveil and nefesh and can't bring up the Korban Pesach? So we all know the vort that told us brings this very famous vort. Pasuk says in Kuyin Hamashiach Yechto laAshmasov. If the Kohen Gadol has an aveir, which be'etzem is not shayek to him to Mahusa, he's a mile from this chet. Nevertheless, their oilam has to be in this oyer b'tshu, and they have an even whatever a heart of stone, and you can't be ma'ir them. So the Eibishter gives, the pasuk says, "He ain't all the tzaddik b'or to tevel yechta," gives a certain chesoron, is machshel a tzaddik in whatever chesoron it is, and al derech zeh and druch the tzaddik does tshuva, and once they see the tzaddik does tshuva, that's ma'ir the pchusei am also to move. That today grade is your aleph ear. Know what's your aleph ear? Huh? Rav, this is yours. So it's because I tell the story of the Rav. Rav is the Bechayim calls him Admur Achol. And he says, if you ever go to Lamsut, Yochid B'doyri B'chach Masolihi. Mamish, the Maisa Neure Neuroes of the Rav. Mamish, awesome. It's a chill spining story. The Rav Shitzer once who was Erez Yom HaKippurim. And the Rav Shitzer doesn't go into Suda HaMasekas. So his son Rav Lezer goes to him and says, Tato, like, spalt, you know, the time. Why don't you go into Suda HaMasekas? He says, a whole year has passed. I haven't the tshuva. How can I go into Suda HaMasekas? So the Jikiver was, his son was a kluger mensch. He's not a dummy. He was a sharp, just like his father. Broker of the vuh. He says, Tato, ich bin dir maftiach, that this year you'll do tshuva. Kluger. This year you'll do tshuva. he convinced his father. He goes in, has the meal, sud on sekas, and in the middle of the sud there was sugar cubes. You know sugar cubes? Sugar cubes on the table. He put it in his pocket. Pocket of his bag. That night, Kol Nidre, he turned up to davening. It's like Myrish Olimus and the haste and the chamimus. And from the vizeya, from the whatever, the sugar cube dissolves. In the morning, he wakes up, and he sees a kesem on his beged. So he thought this is the Gemara in the end of Yuma. So he didn't know where to place himself. He's out of his mind. That Yom Kodesh, he could daven mitzakis, bechirus, neirois, and like never before. And the whole Oyum sees the Rebbe, like the Rabjitzer. And they also were like, and there were Azaz Eirus Shuvah. Came, and he called in his son. And he said, Lezul, there was Mabtiach, man, this year will be different. And look what the Nebuch and Oyum is on. Fell. So after when they're breaking the fast, suddenly Chaptach, that in the Sudan second, he took the Sukkot, and that's what the Yushuvah. Is he realized that's pshat in Nosi Yechta? If the Abish is Masaviv Sivis, in order that he should be Myrish Oilim, it's Tfilis, Bechiris, Meroi, Takis, etc. And that was good, but the whole Oilim, obviously, in the Shul, needed to be shaken and stirred, that they win the Oilim. And that's pshat, Dafka, through Anoshin Gidulim, came the Tzak of Lom and Nigor. Not Stam Archipart the people. And they, through this time of Lom and Ligora, they opened up a gate, which Be'emes, everyone knows, the Matzah, the Shirayim of the Michal Menuzah, the Michal Gatholso, is until Pesach Sheni, in the Midbar. And it should be finished. So Pesach Sheni, the gates are closed. When you have a closed gate, and you give like a shred, and you open up the gate, I'll give you an example. Best example, I think, of Ne'ilah. What's better than Ne'ilah? We say in Ne'ilah, the Yetzer, Psach lo nushar, be'eithi lo nushar. Dafka, when it's time to suckle for Ne'ilah sashar, and you, through your tzakis, your tfilis, your bechis, you open the gate. There's no bigger Eishras than that. Dafka in the difficulty. Right? Therefore, Dafka noshin tmeim, every lowest level, right? The high time of the sentence form, why did Moshe smash the luchas? Because Moshe had an ishulikim. Moshe doesn't have. How could Moshe, many rites, I have no time to elaborate, but there are called axiom, it's form of the a person of the Tzadik Gomer was Moshe totally by Mahaza, that he can't be mashpia and he can't be misbal for people he has no whatsoever connection. Moshe Rabbeinu is in heaven, 40 days didn't eat and drink, and there are people booking to egel atov. What's Moshe going to intervene here? What's his role? So the Eibishter create Moshe Rabbeinu Dafka broke, smashed the luchas. So on some level, we can talk about it some other time, there's a stickle pagam in Moshe that he smashed the luchas, right? And therefore he could be the intermediary to bring Rachman and Chal Yisrof. Well, Derech said some soifers that are very similar word. This week I'm going to tell you about that. Zoyfus gave it. It's kosher, but everyone knows the pulse. Balayla hil nodido shnas hamelech. Right? And they find, what is it written there in the Divrayonim? Asher the Mordechai told the melech of Bikson of the Serish. They said, no, no, no. We know the Stam Akhal, right? Whenever it says Hamelech in the Megillah, it refers to Melech Bachim. But if I hear, Belailu Nad Lashat Hamelech, and I'll take a foolish thing about Megillah after Zayin, not the Shat Malch Rishalim. The Eibishter, what did the Eibishter do? What's the Tzuktuch? The Eibishter reading Zayin is a Chrinus. No, there was a Gefarlich a Kitter on Kal Yisrael. Part of the Kitter was that Hey Nenu, which is also the Lashat Roshim. So you need Moshe Rabbeinu to ask, is there anyone down there who could like be made with Yosher who could fight the battle for Kol Yisrael? There were a lot of tzaddikim, not just like Doyle the Chayyim, all kind of great people. But when Haman invited the board of deputies, whatever, of Shushan to come to the meeting, everyone said, ah. So the friar guy said, the representatives, we gotta go, cover the Melech, the Melech, the little, you gotta put stuff to the good. That's the, right? The frum is, you people, Yerushalayim. I can't say don't go. I'll put up a settle and shul. They'll accuse me of being a murderer of the Malchus. I'm not going. The only person who was Moicha Bepundi was Moicha. I'm a fanatic, I'm an extremist. Right? And therefore, right, the only one therefore who could be meilat yosher against this kitrug is the fellow who is meichel against it. Everyone else is right. Mordechai is a tzaddik. Mordechai is the gilgul of Moshe. Again, a tzaddik, whatever. What shaychus does he have with the people when he got? He's in heaven and they're in dirt, right? So Belial, who knows the Doshnas Hamelach, said the Holy Chumseif. The Eibishter says we got to find some kitrug on Gavin Mordechai, and this way I'll have a shaychus meirachem. And they brought the sefer of the Chreinus, and they found what? This self-same Mordechai was the fellow who told the king about the plot of Bigson Vaseresh. So in effect, he saves Achashverosh's life. You know Achashverosh, how Russia was? He was the fellow who was Meneya, the Binyan Beis Hamikdash. He's the guy dressing up in the big tikkunah, scoffing at Malchus Shemayim. And you went and saved his life. Hagam Chazal, the same Medrash says, that Yankov Avinu also... gave covet to Pari, and Yosef Atadi gave ages to Pari, and Nebuchadnezzar was posted the Chalim of Pari. And moreover, Mordechai will say if they bump off Achashverosh, when he's Oymid B'Shar HaMelech, oh, since the Yidlach got involved, everything went down for the Malchus. Right? He said, the same, I gotta tell him, over on certain levels, the Eibishter is Mesavet Epis of Pagam, on certain levels, and thereby Mordechai had a Shaitis to have Epis. This world, the Pagam of this world, and therefore he was able to save Chal Yisrael. It's out there. We'll soon discuss. Sometimes there's something which, if you would ask a Rav, should I do it or not? He would say, do it. Oberfort is a bechina of what the Gemara calls Basar Shahira Bachacham. A Shaila was asked, by Elohina, a Shaila was asked, you stay away. The fact that there's a Tzara Hin, Tzara Her, even though it's Machriya Tzara Aleph, the fact that there's a Nochmer, Tifigret. The whoever the Tmeil and Nefesh come with Tmeishu with a Taina. Many of you come into Pesuk, I got no time. Lom and Nigor. The famous Kashya started with Rechaim. Everyone asked, what do you mean Lom and Nigor? You yourself gave the reason Lom. Every Tinek Shabbos Rabbi, 5 year old child, knows that a person who's Tmeil and Nefesh, it can't be Machin Vakor. What's the. What do you mean Lom and Nigor? You set it up. I'm not Tmeil and Nefesh. It's a famous word, which is a classic from the Chiddush Arim. It's brought into the Tavnik, it's brought now the Kutum of Chiddush Arim. He says, remember by B'nai Slavchot, a person dies without children, without boys. So, Imdu, again, I'll see what the Abishur says. And he says, Kain B'nai Slavchot, Doivris, says Rashi, Talal, Kach Suva Parsh Zubamori. There's a parish in heaven. It wasn't yet this galva to call Yisrael. The galva and schus, there's not coin, and therefore B'nai Slavchot. But it wasn't they were mechadish a new din. There was always this din that there was no ben and the bat and the daughter inherits. But the B'nai Slavchot had his chiyah that they through them their intervention it came down. Says the Chiddush Arim by the Pesach Sheni, it was forget. There was no such din. Rashi doesn't say kach suvah parshas zubamoris. Through their tzak of lom and nigora, they were mechadish a new din in Torah Pesach Sheni. The chiddush. Once they screamed lom and nigora, as the sforan, this is a ungegangen in leaven. It was negated in nefesh. Then it became the mechadish anew. In other words, it wasn't the shailut halacha. Hey, Rabbi, are you allowed to bring a car and pesach betum? That's not a shailut. It wasn't even a rational discussion. The famous story, they strongly say of Shlomo Leib Lenchner, one of the great tzaddikim. He once was with his chassidim, about to go into the sukkah, and he gave up. You know, sukkah is dearest. And he said to him a famous line, the whole Ilam Hauze is not worth one krechs. So he goes into the sukkah, somehow the chassidim was stooping, and whatever. And someone banged on his foot, and he was in immense physical pain, and he gave a geshrei. So some chacham said, Abba Rebbe, you just said the whole Ilam Hauze is not worth one krechs. To which Reb Leib Leib Lenchner answered, "Taka right, over asetut veish right." There's sometimes that a geshrei, a cry comes, not because it's rational, it's logical. Tutve. the tzaka of Laman Ligora was not a rational, it wasn't foul play or anything, right? It was a geshrei. Right? And what is the chavivus by the Eibishter dafka the geshrei? Reb Melech Biderman tells a story. I'm going to read the story. There was a fellow who was never in the camps in the Second World War, and I can't remember, he managed to survive to live. Mamish, you know, all of his bunkmates had perished. He survived. The last day in the camp, and the war front is mamish in the camp, and the shistahin, the bomb is flying all the place. Oh, I thought this guy was a friar. Wasn't the Shemir Torah Mitzvahs. And he swore to the Eibishter, if I get out of here alive, I'll start putting on tefillin every day. Akitzer, he manages nisim to survive the war. And it's the last day of the battle. And there's a battle in the camp. And a bomb explodes, and some of the shrapnel or whatever went into his left arm, and it was cut off. It was nicked up. It was amputated. He survived the whatever, the wounds. He went to America eventually, and he went into the previous Lubavitch Rebbe, the Rebbe Yatz, and he asked him, doesn't make sense. Punt that aver of the goof that I promised the aver I could do a mitzvah with to put on Tefillin Shel Yad, and that mitzvah was taken away, from me. So the Rebbe Yatz answered him. So maybe he answered, Difa, and I don't have to elaborate. If you would have your arm, you would think the aver should have happened by itself. But we know the pasuk says in Tzedakah, he didn't tell the right, but in Tzedakah Matitin really, there's nothing you could add or subtract or change to give the image. Right? The Bulash and the Chazal and Medrash, the Ichbet, the Lakhavish Baruch, if you're Sheikhet, Mina Tzavar, Mina Erev. Right? Elamite. The Abishter wants your Hishtukikus, your Islavas, your Cheshik, your desire to do a mitzvah. And that you could still have with or without an arm. Very, very deep word. Und das Forum Zeit, das Zeit, Matagidu Lidoidi, what do you tell the Abishan in myself? Shechui was Havim. It's not that I did the mitzvah, I cooked me, I learned this part of Gemara, I've done this. That the fact that a Yid is Chui was a Havim, and he has a Shtuikus to a mitzvah, that's the most choshev by the Abishan. Und das Zeit, I'm saying that was from a mixture from many, many Forum. It says in the beginning of Alayzer, before Pesach Sheni, it says B'shana Hashem L'Teisam Yeretz Mitzrayim V'yasu B'nei Yisrael as a Pesach and as a Pesach Boyasach Moyedim. Yeah? Hello? Says Rashi, Allah Sarat Chazal Tzifrei Lama Alay Pesach B'zeh. In other words, chronologically, this parsha of Pesach in the Midbar should be before Bamidbar. It happened chronologically before Bamidbar. Why doesn't it start with it? What's the Gnusin Shel Yisrael? What's the Gnusin Shel Yisrael? What do you think Gnusin English? The
shame.
The embarrassment, or whatever. I come from Brooklyn, so English is my second language. Right. Because this is the only Korban Pesach in 40 years in the wilderness that they were makif. So everyone asks, what do you mean Gnusin? What's the Gnusin Shel Yisrael? The Gemara says in Yevamos, that all 40 years in the Midbar, the Ruch, the famous is not Menashevis. So they couldn't, those who were mouthed couldn't heal. And those who had children couldn't mouth the children. And the Gemara says in Pesachim that Milas Choron, Milas whatever, is Makiv Koron Pesach. So they were honest. What do you mean? What's Shat? Gnusin Shel Yisrael. Is the Chalayim, based on the Chalayim. That who asher dibarnu, even though a person's an onus, and al pi aloch is oinus rachmona patre. Oh, but first of all, Kimanda Ovid Leyamrin, Fartz Shkitan. Famous story. Chaim Brisker was once at a Sifas Rabbonim with the Rebbe Rasha. They were very close politically, like in the old days. They wanted an Indian. And other people misnagged to it, or whatever. And they weren't successful. And the Rebbe Rasha started crying. And Reb Chaim said, Rebbe, why are you crying? It's like, we tried our best, Mamish. He said, "Aber the Indian is it uf getan geworden, right? Aber for we didn't achieve. In other words, if you're looking beside Livyosin, Sharabor, and Gan Eden, I just have on a path. You won't roast and toast because I just have on a path. Aber the Indian wasn't achieved at the end of the day. Und tiefer gerät, there's a stickel pegam. Why, when you don't achieve, even though it's Oynes Rachman Apatra, Aber Haguf Akasha, why is the Ebrish to Masada of Sibis put you in a matzah of Onus? There's a gefährliche Yismach Yisrael from Alexander Rebbe, brings from the Sabbath Kedisha of Ranzanin. I hate him repeats this. Like so sharp. a person is ill, whatever, he can't do a mitzvah, he can't learn Torah. Yeah? Or there's a taina on him why he's a chayla. Why are you in a matzav that you're an onus? If you would have been totally 100% perfect and pure, the Eibishter would not put you in a zamat. If you're in a zamat of onus, then you have to mahar b'tshuva on some level. This began. Why is this taiviv? The Chiddush Harim said, "This is the time." So we're going back to the midbar. So ain't a chanami, you're an onus. Ain't a chanami, the rosh hashanah is not manashev. So it's not your fault. You couldn't mal. Good nefesh. Or al-kapanim, at least the minimum is, you know what you should have done? You should have screamed. Famous Lusharim by Nair HaMarasa, we've written it for Rosh Hashanah, Chajel. It says, the Nair HaMarasa, Allah Shalit Tzaka, because she didn't cry, therefore she's guilty, she's culpable. Either if she cried out, just feels. Is the Charaya for the sin of not crying out, there is the culpability, there is the responsibility. Said the Rusharim, the Lashon Hazeh, Kisha Odom Yochel Litzak Ve'en Yitzayik Mikan Rotsa. There are, it's a mamish awesome. There are those people who live their life walking at the edge of the precipice. Comes the Ruach She'en Yitzuyah, the Yitzhar, the Sidracha, and gives a blow, and they fall over. Oynes, I am. Verit Yigibetan, right, to walk by the precipice. There are a lot of people who in their deep and hearts of hearts, and they're happy they're an onus. I have an excuse. The rabbi can't give me musr. But if a person is chilus avet to the Eibishter, say you're an onus, but you didn't have the schus, the schia to do the mitzvah. You have. There's a fourth, the Pnei Menachem said in the name of his father, the Remes, the Maimer Ha'oilim, said to the Zoyer, Ein l'chodover ha'oilim b'fnei arot. Right? He said, "Lachemay, as the son of the Kumtzah met with Tatzvi, with the Taina, how you talking? Oynus Rechman Pach. I was oysty for me. I have 100 Taina up in the Torah. So for the Taina you have, for that, for everything, there's an answer. Over Ein L'chadover Oynus Nehrotzen, there's no terror. So why didn't you have a Rotzen to be able to do it? For of that, there's no excuses. There's no answers." The basis of all silly. The pastor from the Melech says, "Ashrei odom shemeyali lishkir al dalchoisa yimyoyim lishim zuz tzache." In other words, a person has to be standing there by the gate, and at the moment the gate is closed, what can you? You can't go in. But if you're shaking, you're shomer the mezuzas. The lashon of the odom shomer as hadover. I'll direct the famous word from the basis of all, because you all know. The Medrash famously says, why does Chan Mitzvah by Al-Maleko? It says 1,000 times, no reward in this world. Because the Ebrisha says, Mani Vashal. Who came before me? Before you had a son, could you have made a bris? Before you had a house, could you have made put up a mezuzah? Before you had a god, could you make a mic? Before you had money, could you get mic? All this stuff, things, right, that you can only do, the Ebrisha facilitates, so the Ebrisha is Mani. Therefore you can't expect reward in this world. Oh, but what happens if a person is a shomer mitzvah, shomer mitzvah? Milosh of Aviv shomer etad over. He's waiting there, b'shtoyu goes to Simon to be able to do the mitzvah. Then this char mitzvah, and he ties it up with the kodesh. The magid ties it. That's prat utstoka ti alonu near boker utstoka ti alonu ki nishmer. What nish ki nishmer lasis? Right. If you do the mitzvah and you're a shomer and you're waiting, then it's considered lifnei Hashem olikenu. The Eibishter can taina mi'ektimani vashalim, and therefore the schar. And the Chafetz Chaim famously said, "Yismach leiv mevakshu." The ikur is the bikush. The Rashi Shiver, Gedal Yisrael, used to always say, "People like Barim Zechayus Rachon Apat." It's like the great nechama in life. So he says, you see a raya, Zohar HaKadosh Nish does it. The Zohar says there was a Ho Yenuka, famous Ho Yenuka. And he saw two Tanoim. The Rebbe always used to quote the Zohar. Two Tanoim. And the two Tanoim were busy, were always like a pigeon shvuyin. Right? And because of that, they didn't say Kriya Shema Bizman. So the Yenuka sees them and says, "I can see on your face that you haven't said Kriya Shema. It's a big Pagan, Bizman." I said, "We're always like a mitzvah. Always like a potter and a mitzvah." Is the charaya that even if you are oisiv a mitzvah potter mina mitzvah, or to begam on the ponim, that still remains. Al derech the Gemara in Megillah after Zayin. By Mordechai it says at the end of the Megillah, v'rotzui l'roivach. The Chazal darshan l'roivach achav v'loy l'cholach. Melamed shepirshu mimenu miktus redi. Why did some, not all, the minority of his colleagues abandon Mordechai? Because he was now, after he became a Mishnah and helped, he was oisik and tzorchei tzibur. Yeah, they left. I want to ask you a shayla. If you have direct access to the king, who's melech v'kippah on every land in the world, and you go to a rav and you say, "What's Rebbe Levin? What's more important, shalalach, pikuach nefesh or learning Torah?" Hello. The funny thing is, the Gemara there in Megillah, Al Asar says that the Talmud Torah is greater than Hatzolos Nefashos. And Toichid Dibur, the same Gemara said that Pikuach Nefesh is Toicha Kol HaTorah even. So the Taz famous, Taz famously says, Avad, if you'll go to your Rav, hello, should I engage in, you know, it's like Chumash Hanatorah after Shaila. I'm a member of Hatzolo. Does Hatzolo call? I'm in the middle of a black gimor. What should I do? Are you out of your mind? I'm a shayla. Hanishal, you know. Norfos, right? Avadi, you have to close the gemara. If you don't close the gemara, you're burning your gemara. What's the gemara for? Right? Or you ask which is more chovev objectively in the pen by the Avery Talmud Torah. So Malamit Shapir Shemen and Mixas and Hedrin is Pshat. That the fact that the Eibishter was Masalev Sivis, albeit that's the halacha demands, or Rav Mordechai had to close the Gemara to be engaged in whatever, in Tzorchei Tzibur, right? So Mixas Sanhedrin abandoned. And that's Pshat. Rav Shura says, Pesach Sheni starts the Midah of Hoyt. Hoyt is Miloshin Moid. Moid means an acknowledgement, an acquiescence of our weakness, of our chesroiness, of how we're in debt. Moid means you bow down and you realize that you're chayiv even for onsen. Right? That's why the Gemara says the Moid Gavor. The Gemara says in Pesachim Davov. How do you know? Where is the mocker that Shoyelim Vidorshim Koyim Machak Shleishim Vim? Shari Moshe Oimin in Pesach Rishon. And these people come with Shaila after Mayim, and he's telling them the laws of Pesach. The Tosfos already asked the Shaila, what's the limud? Right? They asked him a Shaila, gave an answer. Hello? If they would ask him 45 days before me, what's the right of Shlishi and Kedah Bachad? The Tosfos says he could have just said, do not bring up a carbon base. Further details, see my website. I don't know, whatever. Well, hey, look at the laugh at the old Arab Pesach. Why did I tell him? Everyone has to shayla. What's? Imagine a yid comes, a bit demoyous on his running down the street, and that lama nigora, right? He feels so tzibrochim, and it's chiyotiv tonight, the seder, right? The guy's so tzibrochim, like that. The leiv nishper v'nitke. Why would you not tell him if you could? The hilchos of Pesach sheni, so he shouldn't feel so tzibrochim. Give a yira b'tzimchus yomtiv. Yeah? Very good kasha. Leave it in the bain for 1 minute. But the fact that the halachas of Sheol and Vidorshin is learned from Pesach Sheni is the chvaiter aray that they both are connected. What's the connection? The chal doesn't form the same. Rebbe brings many beings. Sheolim, what does Sheol mean? Ask! Ask a Sheol. Sheol ginyan. Sheol also means to borrow. To borrow. You shayol. What does dorshin mean? To daily dorish halachas. Dorish also means like tziyani dorish. You have to be a dorish, a mavakish. Where do we learn that a person has to be a shayol to oisbeten and to be a dorish as Hashem, not just to be yoytzayin, to walk by the precipice? That's the whole vort of lom and igora pesach sheni. Which teaches us the koyach otsum of a rotzen. A person has a true, sincere desire. You break open all the gates in Taran Psuch. Nishadus. It says in the Gemara, it says in Brach, that Arfinu Ben Doisa used to say, in Shkura Tfilosei Bevi, Yerdei Hashem Akubu. Vilav, Zimtuf. Right? So the Ramelech of the Genesis, Yogan Lehu, says, he understood. What does the word shigura mean? Shigura means fluid. Yeah, I can do that. But the Rebbe Meir says shigura to be shigura means a shlichus. The Eibishter for us in Dvorai Beficha Hashem Tzvos Tiftach Yitayim Kosh Menasvei. The Eibishter, sometimes you could feel the Eibishter is putting these words in your mouth. It's Kumpel Meir. Says the Sefer Ezer Eliyahu, one of the great tzaddikim. Oy bazoi, when the Tmeil and Nefesh came to Moshe with a Taino Loman Ligora, they understood that Shkura Tfilos in the feet. That Indu, in Amida El Tfilah, this was a Tfilah Loman Ligora, and they understood that it was the Eibishter who put this Makshav and these words in their mouth in order to open up a new halach. That a person should open up, that a person, whatever he is, he can always open the gates. Oy bazoi says to Pnei Menachem a very deep word. Very, very deep words. I'll tell you a story. For the heck. The Kotzker Rebbe once said that when they invented the steam engine, you know, the locomotive, whatever, steam, and he was looking at it, and he said, everything you have to learn on Musa, I wrote on Avodas Hashem. He said, if the steam engine gives up all the steam, right, you know what happens? It doesn't move. Stationary. It's when you cook up the steam in the engine, right, antivet, and from the, what is it called in English?
Pressure.
What? The pressure of the steam. Okay. He says, al derech zeh in a person. If it's very deep, deep lesson of Hashem. If a person's whole Yiddishkeit is on the sleeve, like it's so easy to a person. And everything in a halt, I hate to be cruel. Sometimes I see people davening. Right? Some people daven. I go to some places, not mentioning names, where there's more life in a cancer ward, in a whatever. Sometimes you go, people are making tzakis and glance with the ikr. The ikr, I'm not getting involved in it, but I always say my shver had an uncle who's a son of Kedayim, a tzaddik, and when he was a younger man, he was learning by the field of tzaddik and blushev. And the blushever gave a chelik to the yoshvim who were sitting there with all glancing with the oigin, having boxing matches in the middle of Manasseh with the rabbinic. So he said, I muttle. You don't, the Rebbe never. His be'em, sekachsuch, bisti, I'm also gets a chibin. Over the ikr is, the steam has to be in the ikr inside. There should always be more inside than there is outside. Put it that way. So the more a person bottles up the steam, right, the more faster, the more energy there is to go. Right? So says the Pnei Menachem, it's a muridikatif of more. Listen, you think about it. If the people are bursting, they're crying out to the Eibush Shalom and Igor, it's a Erev Pesach. And if Moshe would have just told them, hey, guys, you can't bring up. Sorry, Charlie, come back after Yom Tov, we'll talk about it. Right? Hello? Then they would have had weiter Stuchigus and Sheshek and Gaguiva. They would have reached an even higher Madreya, because the longer the steam is inside, the more. So why didn't Moshe keep him on dangling or whatever, and tell him 2 weeks later they would have even reached higher Madreyas? Is the charaya from here that shloishim yoyim kli the machag when it's a trail of a darshim? It's like somebody did the charaya, right? And there's a bit. A deeper level, says Rabbi Ramshar. Nachar, everyone knows. Where are we holding the time? In the Nevuah of Yecheskel. Remember, hello, we read in Shavuos. How many wings? How many kerfayim do the Malachim have? Four. In Yeshaya,
six.
What happened here? So the Gemara asks in Yuma. Bisman Beis Hamikdash, there were six. Bisman Churbin, Bisman Agolus, Yecheskel. There is four. What are these four? Six. Avi Yisrael, the Kartzamak, famous. He says. The four Gatfin are Baruch Shem Kvei Mechus of the Lord. Bishas the Churban, which Yecheskel sees on the Har Kvar, and Golos, they're four. There's Baruch Shem, Lo'ilufot, which is Rosh Hatevis Bishaloi. The Abishah goes back to his Moin Shemayim, and the world is there. When Yeshai is Mimisnabe, there's Mandei Samigdosh, there's Baruch Shem Kvei Mechus of the Lo'ilufot. It's interesting, says the Kashmir Magad, these six letters, Beis, Shin, Lamed, Mem, Vov, right, are the six letters that are the letters that you put to the Shema Vaya as a psicha, nitvul lefonov, Ba Hashem, La Hashem, She Hashem, Ke Hashem, psukim, each one of the six. Boruch, Shem, Kvim, Mechuz, Lamo, scramble, the Rosh HaTevis is Bishleimech. Bisman, there's a Beis Hamikdash, and there's a Shechina in this world, and a Dira B'tachtonim, and the Eibishter is in his Shlemus, and the Sholem is perfection in the world. Yeah? What is the Gimachi of Ashtevis Boruch Shem Kveid Malchus Vavod? 398. What is the Gimachi of Loma Nigora? 398. The Loma Nigora is the cry that it is Galus of Kveid Malchusoi, which is missing in this world. You know, the person is not worried about Zich, about. He's worried about the Shechina, about the Eibishter. And that's why Midas Ahoy, the Hoy Zabes, and Midas says the Gemara Brachas Del Ches, the Tzir Hidoyrish, and etc., etc. Therefore, the Loma Nigor was said how? Someone destroy clocks, right? I can't remember. It's the Indian of Dema, the Indian of Tir, the Indian of something which is coming from Uymek and Nefesh, the Sfas Admes as Nikutim. And therefore, that was certain, Moshe Rabbeinu was certain it will be accepted. I can't have time to elaborate. I want to begin now. Once this Hagdama, so you see the Kuyach of Shtukus of Cheshik of Rosh. Now I understand, right, Behekzim, how all of this is connected to Achrei and Kedush. Right? Who are the people, Shitas Rabbi Akiva, I'm not going to the whole Arav, the Ibn Ezra, and whatever. When did Vahiba Yema Shmini and Nodav Aviyu suddenly pass away on Shmini Lemeluim? We normally learn Rish Chodesh this. Shitas Rabbi Akiva, this is born out in the Shal of Jewish, Haradvaz, and other places, the Mizrahi in Parshas Shmini. Shitas Rabbi Akiva was it all started on Rish Chodesh. So Shmini Lemeluim Yema Shmini was on the eighth day. And then Moshe Rabbeinu told to Mishael Bel Sofer, to go and take out Nodav Aviyu from the Kodesh. They were tummy on the eighth day of Nisan. On the seventh day, they had the Azor of the Paraduma. That was the day of Yudalad Nisan. That was their place. They couldn't bring it up. So they came to Moshe Eil of Davka. You were the one who told us. Why? Because what was the chet of Nodav Aviyu? In a kit, I can't have to elaborate. I don't want to talk about it. They, what's called in Kabbalistic literature, rotso without truth. They had this great shtuikagus for, like, l'may l'may l'sharanun. We get the Chum Sofer says, Bikarvasam lifnei Hashem vayamusu is Rosh Tevis Yoivu. Yoivu is the 50th gate. It's that. They were higher than, even Mishra was a masik. Like Rabbi Akiva, they were masik. But it was, they died. Because Mishra Beno didn't tell them. To put it in a, what is Hoyt? Netzach and Hoyt, everyone knows. Those who Tavim Tzvar. Pasuk Eliyahu, you say Friday, you say Pasuk Eliyahu, is Trey Yerech, Trey Shuk, right? Two legs, basically, in the body. What do you do with legs? You walk. You walk. Remember the Gemara in Daphne Beis in Sanhedrin? For how you, Moshe Va'arim, Halchim, and Nazar Vaviyu, and Hachareim, and they said, Masa Yamusu, Shezikin, and do I really care? Does it make a difference in my life in Tovshin Ayin Ches whether Moshe was standing or sitting or standing? What back to me? What do you do with feet? You walk. There's 2 feet, the right foot and the left foot. The right foot is not the left foot. Left. 2 different. There's a Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron, which is Netzach and Hui. Everything is great. So everyone has their role, and you go step by step. What happens with hello? You're Mahalchim, but with 2 feet, you not only could walk, with 2 feet you could jump. Kfitzim. I have no time to elaborate. The problem of Nodav Aviyu, they made a kfitzim. They wanted to jump, the chat malochim, as we say in French, right? Madrigis, right? They nichtus sri yayin, yayin gimachri yasod. They were nichtus puri roish. The lashon of the sifrei is, haysifu aval av. Av is to be, oyuv Hashem is gevald. Aber Chazal say, right? There were one tzaddikim once said, "Yiras Hashem without Avas Hashem felt. Avas Hashem without Yiras Hashem fight in the shul, doesn't start. When you want to be kufitz and madreges, right? Without, right? You got to walk before you run, basically. And not of you were the they were nicht where they went out without like shkotzim without." The Gemara says in Shabbos, "Kasei reishcha kehechet lehevel emes v'shmai." You want to chat madrigas which are not shaykh to you, right? That becomes the downfall of men. So you need taka. Give me 1 more minute. I'm sorry to go back. The Talmud Rebbe, the Talmud Rebbe, said, I'm not going to take a word. I'm not going to elaborate. What's Pesach Rishon? What's Pesach Sheni? Luchas Rishon is Luchas Nis. I'll explain. What's the difference in halacha between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? Pesach Rishon is just chametz v'al yorav yimotz. You can't bring a korban Pesach when there's chametz v'bayis. Pesach Sheni, right? Pesach Rishon, you have to say halal when you eat Pesach Sheni when you b'shat hakrov. Yep. What's the logic of this? We learn from Sukkot. Why? What's the logic? He says Pesach Rishon is bedugma luchos rishonis. Luchos rishonis were given. The whole world, the ecology of nature went crazy. Everything is silent, right? That trust. Chazal say something which is given. Rashi brings the chumash. Something which is given the pumbi with the slav. It has to keep. Luchashnias. We did the bchashoy. There was no ayin hora. So this was Emma's ask in Parshas Chana. So why did the Ebrister give luchas rishonis bchashoy? Is like Al-Korach, you have to say that you need Luchas Rishonis but that class with the Slavos, with the Chayos. Right? You have to know, right? If you don't, you make a Chassan. You make a Chassan, you get 10 people and make a Chassan in your garden. But people make a Simcha. Ober Norvos. A Simcha, it's a one-off event. And it doesn't normally continue. Al-Derach's a Pesach Rishon. Even our Sofrum, you know? I remember this old lady, I should call this in Melbourne, Australia. She was a mental foot of a sister. Said, by me and Shtetl, and Wechner, Klimovich, wherever she was, 30 days before Pesach, they please put mass on the cast. They shouldn't be Goyrach. The Chumras in Gewalt. There's no Chumitz, no Yetzahara. We're all like 7 days, like Klimovich. We're all these Gewalt, right? Could you live that way a whole year? You'll crack up. They'll put you in the funny farm, right? A whole year idea of Pesach, which is Bepumbi, when you're coming out of Avdus, when you're in Menteshari Tumbo, and you're for this moment at Bar Ksina, you need a shake and stir, you need a Zazua, shock and awe, as some president in America wants it, right? That's Kabbalah. But afterwards, you have to bring it down in Bechashoy, in day to day, something which is sustainable. In other words, it's not good to have a one off flying high, you need it sometimes. You need to look at the Rishonis. You need the Pesach Rishon. Therefore, Pesach Rishon, you say Halal. B'shas Achilu, the Es Kashmius. And nevertheless, you say Halal, as the Gemara says in Pesachim, it's Poka Igra, and it becomes a Chadra. Right? Al-Gavaldigazach. For 7 days, you can abstain from Olam Hazeh. But Pesach Sheni is the Avodah of Luchashni, is the Avodah of Abal Tshuva, the Avodah which has to be Betzinah, which teaches me an important, important lesson of Avodah Hashem. It's all good, like one off Gavaldigah Hasonis. Aber, who is the tikkun for Nodav Aviyu? Dafke El Tof, Mishael El Tofik. Right? Dafke, they ask Moshe. And they go according to Moshe Rabbeinu's Heros. There's too many people today, to be very blunt, who are like hopping, you know, in Himalayan. Like, you know. Without the Avoido. Yeah, Pesach. Pesach is washing Kvitsa. Pesach, you jump, pass over, you just jump over. But then you need the Avoido of older. I've said like 1,000 times. There is a famous line from a famous American, whatever, who said, there are no shortcuts to any place in life worth going. As I tell my children all the time, the only place where success comes before work is in the dictionary. And therefore, after, you have that in Tzivakshenu, Kikesel, Uchumatmoyim, Tchapsenu, as the Rekeach already said, Kumatmoyim, Memtes Yomim, you have the avoid of Sfira Salimir. Right? Therefore, you need the Achrei. Right? Right before Lagbayer, I'm not against, learning Seudas Atari is a givaldig as the Mechaim says, Achri Mois. The letter after a Mem is a Nun, a letter after a Vav is a Zayin, and the letter after a Tav 400 is 500, along Chav, which is Gimatria Sefer Azoyim. And Kedoshim is Gimatria Yoydei Shemech. But it can only be done when a person, like, is Mole, Tresoy, Kasapolskim. When a person, to put it very simply, the Chuyz of Lun is a very, very interesting word. So when a person is curious and he wants to what's going on in Olam Hatzilus and Ma and Ban and Atik and Arach, just for the sake of whatever intellectual spiritual curiosity, that Kfeidulikim has to do. When a person is able through mediator, through Moshe, through Tzadikim, to see what connected to my Avodas Hashem, how I have a shtoik to the Rosen, when my Rosen to Avodas Hashem is through. Not to chat malachim and start running where you should still be walking, right? Then you're able to improve your life, and then the Eibush to promise Rashbi next week. The high sifra dilach yufkum megalusa bechesed
v'rach.
The fucking Jew. No.